that he had a flashback and told me another story. Now, we have been married over 20 years. I'm thinking, how long do I have to hear these stories? And the Lord said, I'm showing you, you need to keep praising the Lord that God was moving all the time in his life. And don't you stop thinking he's not doing it for you. You've got to understand, God will reveal this to you in time. And don't go in as soon as they walk in the door. I want to know, did God speak to you? How many different ways? Tell me, I need to know. And you don't need to know, because you're going to be standing for the rest of your life. For your marriage, for your kids, for your grandkids, and for all the people the Lord puts in your pathway. Please, people, believe in the promises of God. Believe he's going to do it for you, because we have got to say, in 2 Peter chapter 3, it says, verse 8, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. Praise the Lord, isn't that great? That's just what you want to hear right now. But I want to know, this is for you. We're not supposed to be counting. So erase the calendar thinking when. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. Do you understand that? He has the calendar, and he is perfect in planning everything in his timing. But that means you and I have to surrender our hearts, our lives, trust him, put all your hope in him, and do not put any hope in your spouse or all the circumstances. You are going to walk a walk of faith. And you are going to praise the Lord for all the circumstances, because we are to rejoice in the Lord always. So we need to understand that the Lord is not slow in keeping the circumstances. So if you feel like you are afraid of what the future is, remember Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What am I telling you today? The Lord is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, regardless of your circumstances. I am a living testimony of that. I don't know how I took care of Bob all those months, but the Lord and I did, with super help, off and on. But Bob and I, as much as possible, wanted to be alone. We wanted to do our ministry work, and Bob just wanted to be sick and not have a lot of people around him except our family. He didn't like the people moving in, living in. When we have crises, we had him in for a couple of days, and okay, thank you, just come and visit us. We don't want live-ins. You can do anything when you have the Lord on your side, and he is with you and guiding you and directing you. I am telling you, you can go through illnesses, and you can go through the tragedies of losing a loved one that's very close to you, like a husband or a mother or a father. He will never fail you. Yes, I cry. Yes, I miss my husband, and all our family miss our husband and the father and grandfather. But we are rejoicing that he is with the Lord. And he is up there, and let me tell you as I close, he is up there saying, tell the standers, I am going up there to pray for them in more ways I've ever can imagine. And I'm going to talk to Jesus and the Lord God and say, could you make the stands shorter? And could you stop the non-covenant marriages? And I am praying for the ones that stood the longest. Let's get them home now in the name of Jesus. He said, Charlene, I'm going to be doing as much as I can up there, whatever I'm supposed to be doing. I know I'm supposed to be working in marriage up there. So I'm just going to be praying for all these.